Thanks for contacting customer support. Maya speaking. How may I assist you?
This is Robert Zahersky. I'm calling about a charge on my credit card for 59 something or other on the 10th. That is listed, and you, I don't recall ever purchasing anything from you. What did your company?
We don't sell anything. This is a third party customer service agency. I can look and see who you have an account with. Give me one second.
Okay.
May I have your zip code?
33870.
338410.
No, 338 70.
Your first and last name?
Robert.
Yes, sir. I see. You looks like you signed up for a discount club to get a Makita's toolbox.
Something like $2 or something like that.
This was back in January.
What's that?
This was back in January, on January 21st, 2022. You signed up for a discount club membership for a Makita toolbox. Did you realize you was enrolling in a monthly membership?
No,
Is your email address rzhertzky@gmail.com?
Yes.
That's the email that we have on file. And actually, you purchased your first item. I mean, you enrolled in this discount club on January 21st, 2022. But you have had this account active since September the 27th, 2021. So would you like to unroll out of this description?
In other words, I've filed a fraud complaint about these things before. But in other words, they offer you
I wouldn't know. We work with over 100 different companies and products, but that's what it looks like is going on. Would you like to be unsubscribed out of these?
How do I get refunded for this?
You will not be refunded, sir. These charges are starting back way from 2021.
Well,
some months being in decline, and some months was being approved.
Okay. So the only way I can get my money, because this is a fraudulent operation here. They shouldn't be offering this stuff. All you pay for is the
Would you like a cancellation code, sir? I have unenrolled you out of this monthly subscription.
What's that?
Would you like a cancellation code?
No, I don't want to call for it.
Thanks for contacting customer support. I have unenrolled you out of this monthly subscription, and you will not be billed anymore. As I stated, you had this account since September the 27th, 2021.
This account, it was not on this card. It was on another card.
Yes, sir, but once you have an account, as we know, when you have an account with the bank, we can order cards 100 times a year, but that account and routing number is still going to be the same.
So, in other words, you're holding me hostage for something I don't even got.
No, sir. It's nothing that you're supposed to be received. You enrolled in a monthly discount club where you would go online and get items at a lower rate with that with whatever company you enroll with the discount club in for $59.89 a month, and you haven't been paying it because, as you stated, you disputed and changed your card number that ended in 8893, but you only got a new card. You didn't close the account. So when you got the new card, that
Do I close that account? How do I close that account?
That's what I'm asking you, sir. Would you like a cancellation code? I already closed the account.
Yeah.
See,
and
Charlie.
Will that 59 something be refunded to my card?
No, sir.
Okay. So, in other words, the only way I can get a refund is I file a fraud complaint and
yes, sir, because as
card.
I stated, this account has been open for almost a whole year. So I cannot tamper with these charges, but I did get you canceled out of this account.
Okay. Well, I think I'll go over to the bank and see if they can figure it out. What's the confirmation number?
C as in Charlie, 103-7648. That's C as in Charlie. 103-7648.
And this is saying that I will not be charged again for this.
Yes, sir. You're unenrolled out of that monthly subscription.
Okay. Virtually, that's one of those fine prints in the situation that
yes,
I never.
Yes, sir. Well, you. In that fine print, it stated terms and conditions. Probably, as I stated, we work with over 100 different companies. They probably had, you know, fine print terms and conditions. You just read terms and conditions. If you would have clicked on those words, it probably would have prompted you to a probably 2-page paragraph of terms and conditions. I know you probably didn't read them because I know sometimes I don't.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is they're charging me for something that I didn't accept. It's just a fraudulent charge there.
No, it wasn't something that you would have had to accept. It was a monthly discount club that you enrolled in. That's like signing up for Netflix or something. You know, once we start watching, let's say you buy Stars, you know, there's a monthly subscription. Stars is going to try to keep taking that money out your bank every month until you call Stars or reach out to Stars and cancel. I have a Disney app.
Okay.
I haven't watched
in
6 years. In
order to get my money back from this charge, I'm going to have to go back to the bank and have them stop this card and file a fraud complaint.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, if that's what I have to do, that's what I have to do because I'm not paying this.
Thanks for contacting customer support.
Okay. Thank you.